Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Norm Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Adlesh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Goosen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dick Selma. And now, play ball. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Goosen and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Harrelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Goosen settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Goosen. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Gatte moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gatte moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gatte tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mathews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Staub moves to second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Staub scores. Mathews moves to third. It's 3-0, Astros. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mathews tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Astros. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 1 in the game. Adlesh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Staal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staal is 0 for 1 in the game. Staal hits a pop-up towards short. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Matthews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miller is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Astros. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0-for-2 in the game. Adlesh hits a fly ball into center field. Staal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buchek hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards short. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson is hit by the pitch. Phil Lynn's pinch runs for Bud Harrelson. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl takes first base on ball 4. Lynn's moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Lynn's now playing shortstop. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthews hits a pop-up towards short. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 2 in the game. Buchek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 3 in the game. Adlesh is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. 1 out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Goosen hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Shaw now pitching. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a pop-up towards short. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stahl hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.